Hi! I just need one of you to come with me.
Me?
No,
let me go with you.
What?
I will do anything, anything you want, anything at all, I will do.
Why is it me first?
Well, I was the one that said I would do anything first.
Do anything.
I will do anything she wants.
How about you? I'm talking to you.
No, thank you.
You don't want money? You seem like you haven't eaten in days. And you're rejecting money? Must be a joke.
Listen, I don't play games with little rich kids like you, okay?
I know what you're doing. You know, everyone has a price. So, Spear.
Just leave me alone. You know, you can take any of my friends and I'll go with you. This is one thing with you rich kids.
What will it take for you to come with me? Mention any price and I'll pay you.
$500. Are you serious? So you just go around dashing people money?
What do you care? Are you coming or not?
You know what? You can give the money to my friends and I'll come with you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Thank you.
Now.
Bye.
I will. Wait.
Vicente!
Let's go!
Thank you, Dad. Thank you, Vicente. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's
go.
Thank
you so much, bro.
Wait.
I'll hold this one.
Dude, this one is not complete.
Relax now. Let me count it first. Let me count it first.
You
know how much I am. Wait. First.
Come in. Hey, Rhea. Who is this?
This is
Vincent.
I'll answer your question later.
Hold on. Where do you think you're going?
Come on, Gabby. I told you he's with me, okay? Let him be.
So because he's with you, I should let him enter the house.
Can we talk about this later?
No, please. We need to talk about it now. I mean, you can't just bring a homeless person inside the house, Rhea. For real.
Okay, I'll tell you. But can you please lower your voice? I don't want the neighbors to hear you.
Rhea, is that what you're concerned about?
Gabby.
What?
Bathroom over there. Clean yourself up.
Okay. Spill. Rhea, you're seriously going to be parading a homeless guy around now? Really?
I just need him to pretend to be my boyfriend.
That's so cliche. And you should know that by now.
I want to educate my parents. They want me to get married to some rich, good for nothing.
Like always.
Yeah. And this time, I'm gonna be bringing home the real good for nothing.
Rhea, are you being serious?
Yes, I am.
Hold on. So that means you're leaving Dennis?
Of course.
What?
I will leave that stupid mommy's boy.
Rhea, rich mommy's boy that spoils you with luxury gifts. Come on. He's not that bad.
Please.
So, how's work? How's your mom doing? I heard she got a new government contract. That was really exciting. You know, she's really setting you up to become one of the youngest billionaires in the country. You might even end up on Forbes on the 30.
My parents keep hounding me. Look. In order for my plan to be successful, I need to make a handsome man out of this stranger.
Rhea, this plan is shaky. Honestly, and God knows where you dug this guy from. Like, where did you pick him up from? Can't you see? He's dirty. He reeks. Did you look at his legs? I mean, his footprints are still all over the floor I mopped this morning. Floor I mopped myself, Rhea. I mean, has he even had a bath? I mean, God knows when last he took off those clothes he's wearing. Rhea, I mean, okay, hold on. What if he's even a serial killer? Or worse, an organ harvester that will rip our organs out while we're asleep?
Come on, I don't think it's like that.
Oh, really? I suppose you should know that, right?
Yeah. Look, that guy is an honest guy, okay? Look, I waved 50,000 naira in his face. And guess what? He declined.
He projected money.
Yes, he did. Well, I pressed more and we agreed on 500,000.
So he just wanted more. Rhea, so you've lived in this city literally all your life. And yet you still get scammed by a homeless guy. That's embarrassing.
He didn't take the money.
Excuse me?
Yes. He asked me to give the money to his friends. Look, I don't think he'll try anything funny with us. He doesn't seem like a bad person to me.
Rhea, that's the point. I mean, I've watched a whole lot of serial killer documentaries. They don't kill because they want money. They kill because they love to kill. They love the thrill. And guess what? Their targets are always spoiled rich girls that has nothing doing.
Well, that sounds like you have nothing to worry about then.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Don't worry, everything will be fine. Just trust me.
Okay. So what's the plan though?
I haven't really penned it down. Yeah, I've not.
Rhea, you don't have a plan. You don't have a plan and yet the homeless hoodlum is already in the house. Are you being serious? Look, I really don't want to get pissed. Just get him out of this place, please.
No, wait. Gabby. Okay, the idea is I'll show him to them and I'll tell them we're planning to get married. Yes, I'm sure they'll be happy and they'll leave me alone. That will buy me enough time to find myself and my purpose.
Yeah. Okay, so while you're figuring out your perfect plan, what will he be doing here?
you stay here with us while I set up everything.
Rhea, honestly, I do not like this. I don't.
I know, I'm sorry. Just one more thing and he's gone.
Please. Sit. Why are you staring at me? So I've got white rice, chicken stew, and a glass of fruit juice. The very best for my only friend in the whole wide world. Look, Rhea, if this is your plan to make me accept this nonsense, count me out, okay? It's not going to work.
Nothing like that. Come on. This is just me appreciating my sweet friend. You know I love you. Mm-hmm. Come on, don't be upset
with
me.
Fine.
Okay.
I hope there's no much pepper in it.
Of course, I'm not a bad cook. Are you hungry?
No, thank you.
That slaps.
Here, take. Have it.
Here.
Is there a problem?
No.
Think you're doing?
Sorry?
Are you dumb? Don't you know you are not supposed to sleep on the couch? You're going to press it down. What's your problem? The couch is meant to be sat on and not to be slept on. Oh God, what nonsense is this? What is all this? How can you be sleeping on the couch?
What's going on? Why are you shouting?
This guy you brought in here, it's giving me a hard time. Okay? I saw him on the couch, his hair scattered everywhere. I need to go get a vacuum now to sweep this place.
I'm sorry, I'll do it.
Please, you better. I walked in here too and found him comfortably sleeping on the couch. Comfortably pressing the couch down. If I came in later, probably he would have used saliva to decorate the entire place. Rhea, please, I beg you. Do something about this. Please!
Come with me. I'll show you where you'll be sleeping.
Listen, I'm sorry for this.
No, it's fine. Just come with me. This?
Good morning.
What are you doing? What is this? What's going on here? Why did you bring down my TV?
I was just trying to...
Trying to what? To set the parts? What's all this? What is all this? How could you bring down this TV? What is your problem?
Gabby, what is it?
Look! He's trying to spoil the TV.
I'm sorry, the TV wasn't working properly, so I decided to take it out and fix it.
Gabby, you said you're sorry.
I don't care! Honestly, I do not care. Please! He shouldn't try it next time, please! What is all this? Excuse me!
So Gabriella, tell me, how is business going?
Fine.
What's the latest with your clients? Any cheating husband? Is anyone getting a divorce?
Well,
Excuse you? Is this how you go around barging into people's houses? Are you okay?
I can do whatever I want to do because this is my house and you have not paid me my rent.
What? I've paid. Like I sent it 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks, not this week. Rent has changed.
Sir, you can't keep doing this. You can't. You've raised this rent twice this year.
Emanuela or Gabriella, if you don't like, you can always move out. I am not begging you to stay here. I am not looking for tenant. The moment you step out of this place, this house will be gone.
Sir, please. Please, you can't keep doing this. I'm really going broke because you keep increasing the rent.
Emanuela Abigabrella, you're the only one who thinks that running a makeup shop or owning a salon will be able to pay for this place. I am not being cruel here. You are the one who is living above your means. Oh, you even brought a man into my own house. This is why some people don't like renting house to single lady like you, because they will turn it into a hotel.
You know what he's doing here is illegal, right?
What?
He can't just raise your rent without prior warning or notice. You can sue for that.
You brought a lawyer. A mad lawyer that cannot even shave his beard. A madman as a lawyer.
No, sir, I'm really sorry, honestly. I wasn't.
No. You don't have to be sorry for anything. He's the one in the wrong.
This man, who do you think you are? Who are you?
Doesn't matter. I know a group who can sue you for this. And it's so obvious you are not the real landlord.
What are you talking about?
Listen, every landlord knows not to come into the house of a tenant uninvited. That's ground for extreme fines.
I don't know what you are talking about.
I have a friend who stays in the next flat. I can get the landlord's number easily from him. Landlords only increase rent after renovation or prior agreements with tenants.
Everyone should calm down. It has not gotten to quarrel.
Oh, it has. It has.
Miss Gabriella, you can continue paying your rent as usual.
And how about the excess they had paid you? They will need that.
Let me see what I can do.
Okay, that was impressive.
It's nothing. I just don't like bullies. And you need to be careful of this caretaker's dog. They seem to exert more powers than the actual landlords.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Stop calling.
How long will you keep avoiding your parents?
I don't know. Forever? I'm not ready to face them.
Priya, look, forever is a bit ambitious. I mean, they are blowing up my phone too.
I don't know. I just need more time.
You know you have to talk to them at some point. Yes. Because what's the plan, huh? Vincent can't stay here forever.
I know. I just need to think.
I'm headed back home. You paid me for just one day and I've been here for days.
Wait, please, I don't want you to go. At least not yet.
But that wasn't the agreement. You paid me for just one day.
Look, I can pay you more. Do you want money? That won't be a problem.
I thought I gave you the impression that you can't buy me with money.
Okay, yeah, I know. I know we agreed for one day, okay? But can you chill a little bit? Look, you're eating good food here and you're sleeping on that roof. That has got to be an upgrade from your previous quarters, right? Come on, I paid you 500,000 naira. That should at least get me 5 days.
The deal was one day.
Yes, I know, but... Please, I don't want you to go. Just give me some time.
Listen, I have given you more than enough. I need to get back to my life. I have problems to solve.
Hey, Vincent. Please, the TV in my room has developed the same fault as the one in yours. Can you help me fix it before leaving? Thank you.
Babe, what are you doing?
You're supposed to take him to go see your parents.
Yes, I know. I know that was the plan. But I'm thinking a lot clearly now, and that plan was stupid.
And you're just realizing that now?
Why didn't you tell me it was a stupid plan?
That's because when you have a plan stuck up in your head, it's so difficult to get it out of your head. And... if I told you it was a stupid plan, you would have done it without me. So?
Come on, Gabby, I'm not that difficult.
Mm-hmm. Of course you're not.
I can't take him to my parents like that. They won't buy it.
Exactly. That's why I'm here to help you, okay? Come on, you need to dust him up, do something. Come.
Hey,
Hi.
I'm sorry for keeping you here, but I'm meeting my parents tonight. One more night and you're gone. Here, wear this.
Sure you know what you're doing.
I can't make you look worse than you really do. You look so beautiful.
Thank you.
You know, you don't know how lucky you are that you don't have to pay for my services.
What are friends for?
I know, right? Don't worry, okay? Everything will be fine.
I hope so.
Okay, you need to get going. All done.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you looking for something?
Yeah, I didn't even know who I was looking at. This isn't the same guy I brought in here a couple of days ago. He looks like a movie star or one of those artists that sing sad songs. Who is this?
Some transformation, isn't it?
You look beautiful.
Thank you. You look nice too. Let's go.
Of course.
Okay, look. Don't fall in love. Don't.
What? With who? A homeless guy?
So?
Be serious.
But really, you look amazing.
Thank you.
And please, do not forget to give me the entire gist, okay?
Of course.
Do not miss even one.
I'll give you all the details. Okay. Bye.
Honey.
Yes.
I am scared we are being too harsh on Rhea.
I don't think so. We are only trying to give Rhea a better life than we had. And you're calling that being harsh?
Yes. Each time she comes to visit, all we talk about is marriage, marriage, marriage. I think we need to give her space. We are being too hard on her. Honey, you have to admit that with time she will start feeling choked. Please, we need to ease up a bit. Just let her be for a while.
Honey, listen. We have to up our efforts. Yes. Our daughter Rhea knows nothing about life. About life struggles. I rather will leave it that way. Honey, we are not going to remain here forever. You know that. As long as our daughter finds a man she'll be comfortable with. I mean, someone that can take very good care of her. I will be satisfied.
But we are pushing her away. We are pushing her away.
Honey, believe you me, Rhea will thank us later. Yes, when she's comfortably married to a rich man. I'm not looking for her next meal.
But, Rhea!
Mommy.
How are you?
I'm fine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Young woman, where have you been? You made us worried sick. Rhea, why are you so irresponsible? Disappearing for days without picking your calls. What has come over you?
But I'm sorry,
Where have you been?
I was at my boyfriend's house.
Oh, you don't lie to us. We are no fools here. We called Dennis.
Yes.
You weren't there. Rhea, what has come over you? You have to grow up because I'm getting sick and tired of your games.
Daddy, I'm not lying. I was at my boyfriend's house. It's not Dennis. We broke up.
What? Are you serious?
Okay. Now tell me. Who is that young man you were with? And thought it best not to communicate your parents. Oh, I know that he will be that horn that doesn't have a penny. Yes, that is why you were so ashamed of telling us about him, isn't it?
Quite the opposite, Daddy. He's pretty well off. We're just taking our time to sort our feelings. But now we're dating. I'm so sorry I didn't inform you.
In other words, you're telling me that he is well-to-do? He can take care of your problems whatsoever?
Yes, sir.
Then call him. Tell him that I want to see him.
He's here with me.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon.
Daddy, this is Vincent. Vincent, this is my dad and my mom.
Nice to finally meet you, person.
Vincent?
Right?
Yes, sir.
Face looks familiar.
No, I don't think we've met before, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, please let's go to the dining. I was about serving lunch before you guys came in. So let's go, please. Honey! Honey, please come over. Hello.
Mrs. Coker.
Yes?
I don't like making calls. just like this.
Sorry, I know. Sorry, ma.
Don't interrupt me.
Okay, sorry.
What did Rhea do to my son?
Sorry?
She hasn't talked to him in over a week. And he's really upset. Did I make the wrong decision by wanting my son to get married to your daughter? Making my son distressed is more than enough for me to ruin you.
Sorry. I'm sorry for what my daughter did to your son. Please. And for the wedding plan, it's still as planned. Just that my daughter is trying to... you know, get ready for married life. Please, that's no problem. That nothing has gone wrong yet. Ma, please.
Where is she?
She's at home right now.
Good. We'll be there soon. She has to apologize to Dennis for making him upset.
Okay. Okay, ma. We'll do just that. Sorry, we didn't know you were coming. I would have done a lot better.
It looks amazing, man.
Wow, thank you. So, tell us, how did you meet my daughter?
He can speak for himself. Vincent, we are all ears.
Well, it wasn't the best tradition of meetings, I'll admit. But great stories start that way, don't they? So, I was actually coming out from a meeting and then I saw Rhea standing by her car, clearly frustrated about something. And then I moved towards her and I asked if I could help. But I would say she isn't the type that asks for help easily.
Well, you were a bit persistent.
Yeah, I can be stubborn, but I wasn't gonna let you stay there and get stalked. So I helped her and we started a conversation, and the conversation was so natural. And one thing led to another, and here we are.
Very nice story. So, tell me, what do you do for a living?
I'm into real estate. Yeah.
That's good. So, are you sure we've not met before?
No, I will remember.
Vincent, tell me, what is your father's name?
Chief Ferdinand.
Nabogo.
You know my dad?
Ferdinand Nwabogo. Honey, the same Ferdinand Nwabogo that you worked for.
The same Chief Ferdinand Nwabogo. I knew it! My instinct doesn't fail me. I knew I had seen your
face somewhere.
I'm sorry, how do you know my dad?
Oh, Vincent, you don't have to apologize for anything. Your father was my boss. I worked for him. In fact, he so loved me, he transformed my life for better. I can tell you that everything I am now was possible because of your father. I owe him everything I am.
Oh God.
Honestly, I can't believe I have you under my roof. Honey.
Thank you, but I'm so confused. How?
Oh, sir, welcome home.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sir, I thank God for joining Mercy. This way you're looking around.
Thank you very much.
I'm sure you met the house where you left.
Oh, you're trying.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Kuka.
Sir,
I have some things in the mood for your wife and your daughter.
Oh, thank you very much,
thank
sir.
You.
Oh, sir, you're a wonderful man. Once I get home, they'll call to say their thanks.
Oh, don't worry.
Yeah,
don't
thank worry. You, sir. You're welcome, sir.
Thank you. It's all right.
Yes, come in.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Sir, you sent for me.
Yes, please sit down. Sit.
Thank you, sir.
Kuka.
Sir.
I don't know how to say this, but I have to. It is time for me to let you go.
Sir? Please, sir. You want to sack me?
No, Kuka.
Sir, please. Have I done anything wrong? Sir, you know I can never hurt you intentionally. Sir, you're my life. Please, sir, don't sack me. You are the reason my daughter is still in school. Sir, if you sack me today, I am doomed. Please, sir.
Listen to me, Kuka.
I'm listening, sir.
Good. I cannot lie to you. Things are not working too well for me right now. I have too much regard for you. I am not going to let you work for me for free. You have a family that you cater for, and I wouldn't want to be part of the reason you fail in that regard.
Sir, you're confusing me. Sir, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. Please don't sack me.
I want to introduce you to my friends and business associates. You have a good head on your shoulders for business. I wouldn't want you to waste all the potentials here when you can become something better for yourself.
Sir, are you serious?
Yes. You deserve it. You came to me as a security guard, and you later transformed into my chef, my gardener, and even my friend.
Sir, thank you very much for this proposal, but the truth is that I still wish to continue working for you. Sir, you are a good man. And you are the reason my family can afford 3 square meals. Please, don't sack me. Please.
Kuka.
Sir.
I want to give you the chance to provide for them, even them all.
It's okay, sir. Sir, if you insist, I don't have any other thing to say than to say thank you very much, sir. God will continue to bless you, sir.
Thank you. See, there are very few people like you in this wide world. I am proud to call you my friend.
And sir, you are the best thing that has ever happened to me. I thank you so much for everything you've done for me and my family. And I promise you, sir, this opportunity you've given to me, I will not fail you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to toast to a new beginning for my son here, Kuka.
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you for believing in me.
You've done so well for yourself.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
I'm happy for you, Mr. Kuka. Good one, good one.
Thank you, sir. Yes.
Young man, your father is a very good man.
Yes. Yeah, he was.
We knew you were abroad, but we didn't have the opportunity to meet you.
Vincent, how is he? I have tried reaching him for years, but I could not find him. In fact, I've been to your house multiple times without success.
That me, sir.
Good afternoon. I am Mr. Kuka.
Mr. Kuka.
Please, I want to see Mr. Ferdinand. Please, kindly tell him that Mr. Kuka is here to see him.
Sir, you're in wrong house. See this area? I don't know who you're talking about. Bye-bye.
Excuse me, please. I know this house. I mean, I've worked in this house for over 10 years. And I know it's Mr. Ferdinand's house.
No, Mr. Ferdinand. No, my bad. It's Mr. Leo with the family that's living here. So nobody, nobody like that here. She understand? We don't have anybody, and anybody that's understand anything that you're saying now. Before you come inside here, I was feeding my animal, my goats. So, when I repeat myself again, I say, over, wrong house. Bye-bye. That's what I'm going to do. For I don't see one big house, I'm going to knock. When I come to free food, I'm going to see a big goat today. is this man again? Who is that? Who is knocking at my gate? Who's the office?
Good evening.
Welcome, sir. Do you buy anything like bread for us?
Oh, none. Now, but I know what to do. Trust me. Please, can you let me in?
Sir, you have been here like over like 3 times. I've told you nobody like Mr. Fender that used to live in this compound. Nobody. You can look for another, search for another, sir.
You're right. But please, just let me go in and see the inhabitants of the building. Maybe they will help me. I mean, they will show me or tell me where to find Mr. Ferdinand. Please.
No.
I will sort you. I will give you something. Trust me. I will.
You are bribing officer of the... My bad. You are bribing officer of the gates. I say no. Okay, follow me, I sort. People living in this house, they know you. Okay, somebody living in this, even my nearest goat, they know you.
Oh, young man. You're right. They don't know me. But look at me. I'm harmless. Please. Let me see them. Maybe they'll help me. Please. I want to find Mr. Ferdinand. Please.
Okay. I understand where I'm going. You understand?
Thank you.
If you go to the injection, you go by your left. Go by your right. You can move. Nobody like Mr. Ferdinand living here. Okay.
So, please. I will give you something. Name your price. Just name your price. Just let me see your guy. I will pay you. Please.
My price?
Yes.
30 BG. 30 BG. Say, we are like back school people. Let me see you again. Let me get a feed my animal.
Mr. Ferdinand, what is happening?
He died.
What?
A long time ago.
How? I mean, what happened?
Who is around?
Mrs. Smith.
Mrs. Croker, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Dennis? I'm glad you could make it.
Hey, babe. Long time no see. I got you this.
Don't call me that.
And who is this?
I'm Vincent. Nice to meet you.
Babe, let's go somewhere private and talk, okay? Let's go.
We have nothing to talk about.
Rhea. Rhea, what's your problem? Rhea, what's your problem? You know we're meant to be together. You can't keep running off like this. Okay, listen. Let's go talk somewhere private so you don't make my mommy angry, okay? Let's go.
She just told you to back off.
Hey, listen. Whoever it is you think you are, as you can see, this is a family gathering. And it's obvious you don't fit in. So you better get lost for all I care.
Wait. Did we come all the way to your house to be humiliated by this thing? This nobody? I expected more from you, Kokas. This will not be forgotten. I promise.
Sorry. No. I can explain. He's just a family friend that just came visiting after a very long time, and he was about going. Yes. Please.
babe, can we just sit, okay? Let's sit. Ria! Babe! Babe! Mom!
Don't worry. She'll be right back. Please, have a seat.
Vincent, wait. Please, tell me, how have you been faring since your father passed?
Not great. Not great at all. I lost everything after he died. The house. I mean, all we had was gone.
How?
Hello, Vincent. Sorry for bothering you. Please. Yes. Please. I need to see you. Yes, I need to see you immediately.
Yeah, Dad. What's wrong?
Please. Please, Vincent. Can you please come home? I need to see you. There is no time left for me.
What's that supposed to mean? Dad, are you okay?
Please, Vincent, I need to see you.
Oh, okay, I'm coming back with the next available flight. Everything is going to be fine, okay?
It's all right. I am waiting for you.
To someone, I mean your friends, maybe they can.
I don't have friends. No one is ready to help a dying man. I am sorry you have to meet me in this way, but I just need you to see me before I die, before I go.
Dad, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that.
I am dying, Vincent. I am dying.
No, that's not possible. Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to move you to another hospital, get another set of doctors, and then they would treat you and we'll fix this and you'll be fine.
I'm in the red, Vincent.
What?
I've spent everything I had trying to keep myself alive. There is nothing else to do.
No, there has to be. There has to be. Dad, you know what? I have my savings. I'll just take out my savings and then we'll start with the early treatment and Dad, you'll be fine. We'll fix this.
Listen to me, Vincent. Do not spend anything on me. I'm a lost cause.
Dad, what are you saying? What are you talking about?
You're only blowing it away. There is no other outcome, Vincent. Please.
Then what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you? What are you saying? Are you in a hurry to leave me here all alone? Mom left, Uncle Timmy left, Auntie Allison left, and now you want to leave me too?
I am sorry, Vincent. I did everything in order to keep my my promise to your mother. I promised to protect you. But it seems I failed you. Please forgive me. I am sorry. I am sorry, Vincent. I am sorry. It pains me to know that I have to leave you with all these problems. I am so sorry.
Just stop talking. Stop talking.
I am sorry. I am sorry, Vincent.
And it's okay. We'll fix this. Everything will be fine.
I'm sorry calling you at this late hour of the night. I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, not really.
Please, Leo, I need a favor from you. My son came back and he needed help to stand on his 2 feet on a solid ground.
What are you asking me here, Ferdinand? Are you playing? You just closed that deal with Okmo and now you're telling me your son needs some money. Oh my goodness. I always thought you were a very reserved Ferdinand, but apparently you know how to make a joke. I have to go now. The lady of the house is screaming my name. Ferdinand, I will send you an invite to my big sister.
Please, Leo. Hello? Hello? He's gone. He's gone.
This house has been repossessed. Mr. Ferdinand used it as a collateral. And as a result, you have 21 days to vacate these premises.
Thank you.
how life happens seems very strange. Once a happy home is suddenly repossessed. How did I lose everything? Where do I start from? There's no money to go back to the state. Where do I go from here?
Uncle, walk fast now. Or can't you walk fast? See, if you cannot walk fast, you would have told me I'll find someone else. Or are you doing fine boy here? Is it fine boy you want to do in this place? Eh?
Mara, I don't understand you. You've been complaining since we started this journey. Eh? It's not far. Just look at and we'll be moving. It's not far.
Yes, now. I need to cover half the distance of where I'm going to before I enter bus. Or don't you know the price of fuel in this country again? Eh, young man? Yeah. In fact, I'm not going again. Drop my bags for me. Give me my bag. Thank you.
Madam, I don't understand. You're not going again. How?
Me, I'm not going again.
Madam, say, I don't understand. You've walked all the way here. Which one is you're not going again?
Oh, okay. You don't want to drop the bag. You want to steal. I will scream, oh. And then we gather. That will beat you like a thief, oh. You know that one? Good, thank you. What?
Madam, what is what now? You have to pay me. I walked all the way from the junction and I will go to here. You have to pay me.
Which junction again? It's not this one. Two of us were working at UEK Katotkin. Do you find boy?
Why didn't you carry it yourself?
Ah!
You have to pay me.
You have mouth, oh. No problem. This one, this thing. Now you walk, you open your hand for me.
Give me my money.
See? Okay, take this one. Take it!
Mona, what is this now? Listen, my money is 1,000, not 200 naira.
Hey, this boy is a joker. I should give you 1,000 naira. If I were to give you that 1,000, I would have entered bus from that junction straight to my house. And I'm here giving you this one. Uncle, take. Bye-bye. I don't get out. Idiot. You want 1,000 naira? Come on, collect 1,000.
See, guy, there is this kind of hardship when we face, and you will think God has favorite, and you're certainly not one of them.
Nice. The whole thing in this situation, I'm so tired. I am tired that I don't even know what to do again. Things are very hard.
But wait, if you see like 1 million naira now, what will you do with it?
You say?
1 million naira.
1 million naira. Hey! Definitely a good house. A home. I want to build a good family. But who want to settle down with a dirty and homeless guy like me? Look at me now. Check it.
Hey, Vincent, you are not talking. What will you do with the money if you are giving 1 million naira?
Nothing.
Is everything? Nothing. Guy. Definitely, I know. Depression have already taken over you. But something you know is that you will not be unlucky for 365 days. Definitely, one day must be a lucky day for you. Just know that.
Hi! I just need one of you to come with me.
I went from having everything to begging for food, for begging for a job, even where to sleep. I did any and everything to make sure I was able to feed myself for one day, and every other day kept on like that.
Mom, where is she? Where is Ria? I hope she didn't go out to meet that guy again.
Of course she did not. My boy, there's no way she's going to disgrace you like that, no.
Hey, come here. Listen to me. We have to make this work, okay? We have to make this work. You're coming with me.
Yes.
It's going on here. Let her be.
Don't you dare, Mr. Cocker. Don't dare touch my son.
You're coming with me. You're coming with me. We have to make this work.
Leave me alone.
We have to make this work.
Hey. Let her go.
And if I don't, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Huh?
Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh, how dare you? What, do you realize what you just did? Do you know who you are messing with?
I will bring you. I'm going to destroy your entire life!
Listen, ma'am. I don't have a life that you can ruin.
Mom, he punched me in the face. He punched me in the face.
Okay, so it's alright, honey. Sorry, okay?
Mr. Cooker, you are going to regret this! Yes! I will make sure that no one in this city ever gives you work again! You will be lucky to sweep the streets at one of the gutters!
No. You are not going to ruin anyone, Mrs. Smith. You've pushed us far enough. My life isn't a bargaining chip for your stupid business deals. And you? Whatever nonsense you thought we had, we are done. Done. I can never be with a pathetic, modest boy like you.
You think I just run away from me? Or from us? It's obvious you don't understand the consequence of your action.
No, I perfectly understand. I'd rather face those consequences than pretend for another second that you're nothing but a spoiled mommy's boy.
Oh, Rhea, you think You are so clever, right? No, do you think your father's tiny empire would have survived without my deals? Do you think anyone would have done business with your father if I hadn't smoothed things first? You would still be living in that thing, that tiny thing you called a house, if it were not for me. Your life is absolutely nothing without us. Anyway, I am not going to take full credit for your success. Hey, don't touch me! Like I was saying, I'm not going to take full credit for your success. Your wife here really put in the work to get you those deals. Yes, she was on all fours begging day and night for the meetings. Anyway, and let me tell you, the same way I pushed you up is the same way I'm going to bring you down if you don't fix this.
Mrs. Smith, I want you this time, this minute, out of my house.
You are beholden here.
Heard me right. Get out of my house and shut the door behind you. Out!
No problem. You will regret this. Yes! All of you! You will regret it! Come with me! Come, let's go!
Come on, I'm leaving.
All of you! Rubbish!
So all these years I thought it was my hard work that kept my business afloat. But
I did what I thought was the best. Please.
Daddy, you did the best you could.
Look, we don't need their money or their power to be happy. All we need is to become a family again. Please.
Oh, God.
Yes, I'm sorry.
God. Just because I want a better life for my family, most especially for you, Rhea, I allowed people like them to dictate our lives. Oh. Honey, you don't have to apologize for anything. It's all right. It's okay. Sit down. Daughter, sit down. Honey, sit down. Sit down, honey, sit down. Vincent, step forward. Vincent, I owe you and your
your father so much. I never get a proper chance to say thank you. But now I will help you. I will help you anyhow you want it.
Mr. Coker, I appreciate everything, but I do not need your pity. I want to get my life back together. I want to do it myself.
Like father, like son. I never expected anything less. But you know what? Vincent, I, Chief Coker, I am not going to take no for an answer. Come here.
Thank you.
Why? I mean, I owe you all the appreciation. I am most grateful.
You know, life is very funny. It all looked like an arranged script.
I guess you forgot the word fate and destiny.
Tell me more. You know, you saved your family. You should be proud of yourself.
I hope I did. Honestly, I thought they were friends with my parents. I never knew that crazy woman needed another mommy for her son.
It had to be a thing in the past. I hope better pages unfold in your script.
I hope so too. Let me see you off.
Okay.
How are you, son?
I'm fine, sir. I came to tell you that I got the deal.
What? Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations, Vincent.
Thank you, sir.
Wow. I know that the sky will be your starting point. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I guess I'm not great at showing emotions, but I am deeply grateful. And I am glad my father was good to you. I wouldn't have imagined if otherwise.
Oh, well, Vincent. You see, I wish parents will understand that they live for their children. He was good to me. Sure. And Vincent, I will stop at nothing to make sure you get on your feet again. Once more, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, let me tell my wife you're here.
So what now?
I don't know, but I guess we'll figure it out.
Listen, Ria, I don't want you to feel like you owe me anything or you're here with me because of your dad.
No! Look, Vincent, I want to be with you because I like you.
You know, your silly idea of renting a man brought me life. I wouldn't have it any other way.
When you step in a room, they know a queen has come. A beautiful queen my heart belongs to. You can be rest assured I'll keep your heart safe. Baby girl, I am the defender of the woman race. If I said I wouldn't be anything without you, it would be a lie. But baby girl, with you, I'll reach the father's heights. Loving you is like a dream I never thought would come true. The perfection of womanhood is who you are to me. Yeah. When you step in a room, they know a queen has come. A beautiful queen my heart belongs to.